Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Erica?
Yes.
Hey, Erica. How are you doing today?
Good.
Awesome. Awesome. It's Thursday, so we're almost there.
Yeah.
Awesome. I know you were speaking to Tara about the first page placements for ES designs. Did you have any questions mm-hmm. with what she was talking to you about on how the service worked for you or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Are you currently doing anything right now to kind of promote your company and getting it out in your service area?
I am on Angie and House.
Okay. Angie and House. Okay. And Angie's, I'm pretty familiar with. It's a lead generation company. I'm not too familiar with House. What is House? What are they doing for you?
House sends more to like direct marketing to certain regions.
Okay.
And they're specifically for design, mostly design professionals.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. All right. Let me see here. And you're in Parker, Colorado. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And as of right now, you have 2 Google Business profiles. Are you aware of that?
Yes. I would like to get rid of one of them, and I don't know how.
Okay. So there's what you're trying to do. All right. Awesome. So let me see here. Perfect. Okay. So we can help you do that. We'll help you take one off, keep the other one on, and then what we'll actually do is help you program the one that you want to be shown on the first page of Google, okay? Also, too, we do run a paired service, so you do a lot of design work. So we actually do it through Facebook. So anytime somebody does search your services through Google, we're able to retarget them on Facebook, and now they can see you from both platforms, and they can just click to call you directly from there. Now that's where we're going to be able to really pinpoint you into your service area that we'll be able to do with that platform there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any questions on how the service works at all or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Let me see here. It shows you modified the business to DS. Did you have it under something else from ES Designs, or it's always been ES Designs?
It's always been ES Designs.
Okay. And then you have a website, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I see it on your Google Business profile as well. Oh, this is nice. Did you do it yourself, or did you have it done professionally?
It's designed through House. And I mostly did it myself.
Okay. Just a quick question here. Is House performing your SEO for the Google Business profile or anything like that? Did they build these out for you, or did
No.
you do these yourself?
I have to do all SEO manually with their web service.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because so how it works here is we can't work with anybody who's doing work with another company like that. So I just want to make sure we're not stepping on anybody's toes, which we're not.
Okay.
Yeah, I just always like to Go ahead.
I have hired a like a marketing professional that's going to help me with the SEO. And
through
again,
the website or through Google?
Through the website.
Okay, that's perfectly fine.
She's going to crawl the site
okay.
on Google. That's all that she's doing with Google.
Okay, so we'll be able to do the SEO for the Google Business profile alone. She can help you with the
okay.
Google, the website itself. Okay,
mm-hmm.
does that make sense? And then we'll take care of
yeah.
the SEO for Google, and then we'll also take care of the retargeting campaigns through Facebook as well. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, price points for this, it is set at a flat rate. Month to month, we don't charge you per lead, per call, per job. So whether you're getting 10 jobs a month or you're getting 100 jobs a month, it really doesn't matter to us. It always stays at that flat rate. So you're get to keep more for your profits at the end of the day there. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. For that flat rate, it is only just $249 month to month. Now, with the $249, the breakdown of it, you would get $100 of that that goes to the Facebook retargeting campaigns. So you do not have to allocate anything more to it. We cover that within that budget there. So that way, it, like I said before, it's always you're just budgeting for the $249. That never changes on you. Whether inflation goes up or our prices jump, you'll always be grandfathered in at that $249 rate right there, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, once we do work with you, we actually close out the category, so we will not be working with any other designing companies in the area. Reason being, we don't like to compete against ourselves. So we want to make sure that you're getting the proper results that you're looking for, so that way we can maximize your profits at the end of the day, because your success is our success. So you'll never share that position with anybody. At the same time, you won't share your customers, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, Erica, with this being an exclusive listing we are looking to fill today, I'm sure you would like to take advantage of it. That way we can help you get at least one of those Google business profiles taken down and start programming the other one and getting it up to the first page of Google, right?
Yeah, as that would be ideal. I am just kind of looking at my budget right now, and this is not something I was necessarily planning on. So is there a timeline that I could get back to you?
I mean, typically for us, we just kind of keep calling out into the area until it's filled. So, I mean, it's really just, you know, you could just call in and see if we still have an available listing at that point. But, I mean, is it just like the $249 month-to-month that is just kind of scaring you on that? Or is it the service itself? Or what's kind of holding you back there?
It's the commitment to the $250 or you know, $249.
Okay.
I know that probably sounds small, but I am just been in a restructuring, so there's a lot of costs right now.
So. No, absolutely. And at the end of the day, money is different to everybody, right? So I understand you're a small business owner. My dad's a small business owner for 25 years. He started with nothing as well. He's had to restructure. He's actually lost his business, went to zero, and had to rebuild it back up. So I understand where you're coming from. At the end of the day, though, this is a month-to-month service for you. So it's not like you're locked into a 3, 6, 12-month contract at all. We're a performance-based company, so we like to prove to you each and every month that we're worth the $249 for you on that reduced rate as well, okay? If you were to go to our website right now at localsplash.com, you would see that our pricing for this is around $599 month-to-month with a $299 setup fee, okay? Now, the reason why I did a reduced rate is because you've been in business since 2015. So I understand you're doing a restructure, but we consider you as an established borderline, a legacy credit. So that's why I was able to give you the reduced rate and really help you out. But again, like I said, there's no early termination fees here. There's no pause or cancellation penalties of any sort. If you ever felt like, hey, I just don't want to continue the service, you could absolutely just cancel at any time. There's no strings attached to it. The only thing we ask is you give us 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. And that's it. Now, the biggest question that I always get as well when I go over that, because I actually say that in the I take you through a voice verification with the pricing structure in there that gets sent to you in writing. My clients always say, well, what happens to my Google listing? you get to keep your Google listing. We don't wipe you off the face of the earth. We don't take down your Google. We don't take down your Facebooks or anything like that. Everything that we do for you and all the work that we're going to provide for you at the end of the day, that's going to be yours to keep for you for as long as you're in business for. Okay. So, I mean, it's definitely, especially if you're restructuring, I understand there's a lot of cost that's probably going out, but you do need cost that's coming back in. You need to replenish, right? And that's where getting everything correct on Google and running out some Facebook campaigns, that's really going to help you in bringing the customers into you. So then that way you don't feel so overwhelmed with all this cost going out. I understand you have to have that balance. And that's where we can kind of facilitate and help you so that way you don't have that stress of, okay, well, hey, how do I get this going? Do I do it myself? I don't know where to start. We have a team that's backed by Google here that's certified and trained that you would have access to Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time. So if you ever felt like you wanted to add takeoff services or brainstorm with them and making adjustments, we welcome that. We also too give you a tracking system. So each and every day, week or month that you want to log in and see the transactions, not the transactions, but the people that are coming in through like your Google and Facebook, you absolutely get to see that. We prove it to you month in and month out that we're worth the $249. That way, your success is our success at the end of the day. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure you're willing to at least give this a shot. That way we can start to work with you in pulling down at least one of those Google business profiles and really start to promote your ES design company out there in the Colorado area, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So can you describe in a little more detail what that service looks like? I understand it's a flat fee and that you're putting me kind of more in that it's designed for local SEO is what I'm understanding.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's local SEO. So if anybody is looking for, let's just say, I'm just going to go to your website really quickly, right? And I'm just going to base it off of your services. So anybody that's looking to do a safety update, right? I'm guessing it's for your kitchens and stuff like that, correct?
Yeah.
It's like a small remodeling job, right? I would say. Maybe it looks nicer, one, and two, it also protects the home as well, right? Let's say somebody's looking for that. Mm-hmm. You would pop up at that time of them searching in your area, and then they can just click to call you directly. So it comes up on the map section. Now, let's say people are searching for your services and they don't necessarily buy right away. I'm guilty of it. You know, I do the same thing. We retarget those people on Facebook. So now when they look and they're like, okay, I want to do this, but, you know, I got to take the kids to soccer practice right now. I'll come back to this later. And let's say they're at soccer practice and they go to Facebook. Now they see your business pop up on their timeline and they're like, oh, I got about an hour of practice. Let me call them and let me find out, you know, how it works or, you know, get more information from you. And now you have a lead. You have a client that's contacting you directly. That's how it works. We're making sure that you're always in front of your customers at the time of them needing your service or searching for your services at that point. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, the flat rate for the $249, that never changes for you. So when you're talking about people contacting you directly, it doesn't matter if you get 10 calls or 100 calls. That flat rate stays at $249. It's an unlimited call service for you. Now, I'm not saying you're going to get, you know, 10,000 calls, but what I mean by unlimited service, because a lot of people do go by HomeAdvisor, by Angie's, and they're so used to like the pay-per-lead service where here we just list you as an independent company on the first page placements of Google. And then that way you actually are doing what Angie's by HomeAdvisor is doing. They place themselves on the first page. And then from there, people click on their advertisement and then it goes over to their platform and then they vet you that lead at a higher price and basically flip the lead, right? So we're just placing you on the first page to basically compete with them as well. So you're going to be able to just get those calls directly. You won't have to pay the higher lead fees at that point. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and are there any other additional costs associated with it?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. So it's going to be the flat rate at the $249 month to month. That is no taxes either. So it's not going to come out at like $251.27. It's always going to be just the $249 at that flat rate. There are no additional surcharges either. There's no additional fees. Setup costs, there's none. You already have everything set up. We just need to get you set up correctly, right? So it's just really about pulling down the other one and start to programming you and then start to run those retargeting campaigns out and really start to get you in there. There's not going to be a lot of verifications or anything like that that we're going to have to wait on because you already have most of your stuff set up. So that's why I don't want to put a setup fee here. I just want to help you get your foot in the door, especially with, you know, restructuring your company. This is going to be the best thing at the end of the day for you to invest in because this is going to help you long term as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I can get you started here for the $249. I can get you on an onboarding call with my tech team as soon as tomorrow morning. Now, again, it depends on your schedule, too. I am going to introduce them to you. They are going to work with you hand in hand just to make sure that they take down the correct Google Business profile. I do not want them taking down the wrong one. I don't want to do that. Bring more stress to you. So they're going to make sure that they're going to, so we verify twice and then we publish once. I always say that, right? In the construction world, it's always measure twice, cut once. Cause I used to be in construction, so I know that stuff. But what they're going to do is they're going to verify everything is correct with the listing. They're going to say, which one do you want to take down? And then from that point, they're going to start to take that down, go into work to doing that, and then they're going to start programming the other page so that way you can start to go to that first page placement. Now, in that same meeting, they're going to just start to set up the Google Ads as well. The Google Ads will – not the Google Ads. I'm so sorry. The Facebook Ads. The Facebook Ads will go live within 7 to 14 days, and they're going to want to use your pictures. Now, because it's going to be more authentic at that point. So we want to make sure that it's you on those advertisements that are doing those retargeting campaigns. Okay?
Okay.
So for the ES Designs, I know you have two, but to just, we're going to have to verify the actual listings itself. Both of them don't have, business addresses on there. I know that you're probably working out of your home, which is fine. I just want to make sure that it's correct on what address did you verify the Google Business profile with.
Wow, I don't even.
Was it your home address?
Yes, it is with my home address.
Okay, and what is your home address?
It's 17535 Springfield Drive.
Springfield. One word there, Charlie. Springfield Drive. Parker, Colorado. Perfect. 80134 is the zip code? Okay. And then the number that the customers can contact you at is going to end in the 6964. Is that correct? The one that we're talking on?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then, so I'm just going to make sure that that's there. Perfect. And then what's your last name, Erica?
Swanson.
Swanson?
Mm-hmm.
S-W-A-N-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. And what's a good email address for you?
It's Erica at esdesign.net. Sorry.
It's okay. Erica at esdesigns. Designs with an S, correct? .net, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Mountain Time. Okay. Okay. And then for the onboarding call for our tech team to reach out to you tomorrow, what time would you want them to do that? Would you want that to be done in the morning, or would you want that to be done in the afternoon?
I have an appointment tomorrow, and I'm trying to remember what time it is. I think afternoon would be better.
Okay. So my tech team goes to lunch at 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock your time. I can set it for 12 PM right at noon, or I can set it at, I can set it for that 2 PM if that works for you.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Which one? 12 or one? 12 or two?
2.
2 p.m.
Sorry.
2 p.m. Okay, no worries. It's like when somebody says, you know, you say you give them like two options and they say yes, and you're like, wait, what? My wife does that to me all the time. I'll be like, do you want this or this for dinner? She's like, yes. I'm like, all right, that didn't answer my question. Okay. Okay, I got you here for 2 p.m., so I'm going to introduce you to the tech team. I'm going to personally reach out to you. We are going to reach out to you on our customer support line, and I will definitely give you that number and my direct number to my office. This is not the only time that you will hear from me. You always have access to me as well, too. Okay, so don't think I'm going anywhere, but you will be interacting with them for most of the process there, too. Okay? Okay, perfect. Let me see here. And then
so I do have one other question.
Sure.
I am interested in filling this spot. The one thing is that, and you mentioned like on Facebook, we want those images to be mine and things like that. I have had very little Facebook presence, and
okay.
I don't have a lot of images loaded. I can add more. I just need some time. So
yeah.
I'm wondering if maybe this could launch like Monday or something like that.
Yeah, so it's not a flip of a switch.
I would assume that you're not going to be doing a ton over the weekend.
Yeah, okay. So I mean, it's not a flip of a switch at the end of the day. And to be totally honest with you, it's not that people are going to go to your Facebook page. Remember, it's going to be
mm-hmm.
an actual retargeting campaign. So they're going to see your advertisement
okay.
on their timeline. So you don't have to just like bombard your homepage.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. We've gotten people results where they have literally just opened up their Facebook account. But we want to make sure that the people that are seeing these advertisements, it's not the people that are following you. It's the people that don't know who you are, but they've
mm-hmm.
searched for your services on Google. Those are the people we're going to target because
mm-hmm.
those are going to be your warm customers that are going to call you directly. So, little by little, I would say to just start adding pictures there. Like I said, 7 to 14 days, your advertisements are going to go live there. They have to be built first. So you still have time to, you know, put some pictures on there. That's not a problem. I'm just saying
okay.
we're going to utilize some pictures for your advertisement as a whole. So that way when people see your advertisement,
mm-hmm.
it's not a generic photo. It's you. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that's
and
that's
I just want to verify.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I don't have any sort of Facebook ads. So is this
okay.
is that sort of part of the package that I'm buying into?
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to create the Facebook ad for you, and then we run the Facebook ad out for
mm-hmm.
you. And in the $249, we allocate
okay.
$100 from that. To your Facebook campaign. You don't have to pay extra for that. We take
okay.
that on for you. Yeah. Sorry
okay.
if I didn't make that clear earlier. Okay. Yeah, no
okay.
worries. And that's why I was saying my tech team is going to set that up as well. You're just going to add us on as a manager. They'll walk you through. It's very easy, but it's just letting Facebook know, like, hey, Local Splash is working with me, and they're going to run my they're going to run a campaign out for me for my advertising. And that's the only thing that we're going to have access to. So it's very small access. We're not going to ask you for any username and passwords, because that's all your private information there. So you're not sharing those things with us, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, so for the first month's payment, it is going to be the $249 at a flat rate. Like I said, there's no hidden fees. There's no surcharges of any sort. There's no taxes involved either. What card would you like to put that on? Would you like to put that on a business debit card, a business credit card?
I can do a debit with Visa.
Okay. Is it going to be a business?
I have to. Yes, it is a business Visa.
Okay. And does it just have ES Designs on there, or does it have Erica Swanson?
Both.
Both. Okay. And then the billing address for it, is it the same as before, the 17535 Springfield Drive?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then the card, you said it's going to be a Visa, so have that. I am going to just take the card number down. I'm not going to charge it right away. I still am going to make you a security question here to protect you here with Local Splash. We only want to talk to you and only you about your account. So we will set this up. So every time we do call you, we will have that for you as well, just to verify that it is you at the end of the day. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I know the card starts in the number 4 for Visas, but I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay. So it's 4427 4250 6574 8176.
Okay. And then the expiration?
It's November 2028.
Okay, and then the security code on the back.
733.
Okay, and then for your security question here, I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
I'll do my mother's maiden name.
Okay, mother's maiden name. And what's mom's name?
Schlossbaum.
One more time. Sorry, you cut out right there.
Schlossbaum.
All right, you're going to have to spell that one for me.
Sorry, it's a good password.
It is. It is.
It's S-C-H-L-E-T-Z-B-A-U-M.
All right. Schlossbaum. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Is that German or what is that?
Yes.
Okay. You know how I know that? It's because my last name is Mollenkamp, and that's German as well. People don't know how to, like, you'll see, I'm going to send you an email really quickly here, too, with the Google Calendar for tomorrow, and you'll see my name,
okay.
And it's like M-U-H-L-E-N, and people always say, like, Mühlenkamp or Mellenkamp, and I'm like, no, the U is a O, it's Mühlenkamp. They're like, I've had people say, I'm not even going to try, just Charlie. I'm like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So what I'm going to do here is I have everything set up for you. I'm going to book the onboarding call for tomorrow at 2 p.m., okay? But what I'm going to do before that is I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification. Now, like I said before, this is going to have the pricing structure in there. This is going to have our customer service number, and I'm also going to give you my direct line, too, in case you need to get a hold of me for whatever reason. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
EF Design.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Erica Swanson, owner and designer.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Erica, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is always coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name. Only you know that one. Okay. Okay, perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to set you up right now with our customer support number. Do you have any way of writing this down, or do you want me to just text it to you?
A text would be great.
Okay, I'm going to send you two. I'm going to send you customer support, and I'm also going to send you my main direct line here as well, okay? Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, we just want to make sure we're on the same page there. So if you want to run a promotion or anything like that, please just let us know. We'll definitely get that going for you as well. Okay. Your payment for initial term and account setup, which we actually waived the account setup for today, will be charged today, which is July 25th, in the non-refundable amount of just $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Erica, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number I'm going to text you, which is going to be 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to set you up here. I'm going to send you a couple emails. You are going to receive a couple of text messages. I don't mean to bombard you. I'm sorry. They are welcome text messages. One of the text messages is going to come through. It's going to say, Erica, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it'll say, please click here, and it'll have a link to accept our terms and subscriptions. You should receive that here in a couple of seconds. Everything did go green on my end, so I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We're like a family here. So please utilize the 877 number as much as possible if you have any questions, if you want to run promotions out. The more involved you are, the better results you get at the end of the day, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you should have received a text message. Let me know if you received that here. I'm going to set up your onboarding call. I'm going to send you an email right now. It's going to be with a Google Calendar, okay?
Okay. So the number that you've called on, I'm sorry, is more of like an office number. If you need to send a text, I can give you my direct line.
Okay. Yep. I would need that because you wouldn't get that.
Nope.
Well, it's better to tell me later than never, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me hold on. Give me one sec. I'm going to finish this email here, send it to you so you have the invite for tomorrow. Give me a sec.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So that should be in your inbox. Actually, let me just don't send really quick. Let me make sure. Continue editing. The last time I sent an onboarding call and I like tagged somebody else and like the big boss like emailed me and they're like, you set this up wrong. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. My bad. Let me do the corrections there. So she was like, all right, you're all good. I was like, cool. All right, let me see here. Okay, so I called on an office line. What's the cell phone number for you?
720-244-244? Yes,
720-244-6890. Perfect. Okay. That is going to be where we're going to send that to. Okay, perfect. Okay. I just sent it over to you. Let's see. Should have gotten it.
Yes, I did get that.
Okay, perfect. So when you click that link, it's just going to take you to our terms and experience page. You're going to see two checkboxes on the bottom. That's a service agreement I read off to you of what we're going to do for you. On the bottom, you're going to have the card authorization holder, SMS text messages, and then you're going to have a box there where you can just sign your first and last name. Now, when you sign it, it's going to say confirm. It's going to take you to a username and password after you sign it with the login page. Let me know when you get there. No rush.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if they sent over the other one to you, too. Oh, okay, they did. Perfect. Okay, so I have your username and password. Okay, so you should have received, let me see. I hope they didn't. Yeah, okay, let me see here. They sent it to that one or not. 6898. Oh, I'm sorry. 6890. Okay, let me see here. Perfect. Okay, so you should have received another text message. The login username and password will be right there. It'll say local splash, and it'll have like the colon mark, and it'll say welcome. Here are your credentials for your client dashboard. Username is going to be your phone number, and then it'll say password, colon, and it'll have it right there. And then you'll be able to access your dashboard at that point, okay?
Okay.
Now when you log in, it's just going to say your account is checked back in a couple of days. We're working on your account. There's nothing to showcase there yet. After we have that onboarding call, you'll be able to start seeing and tracking everything that we do. I did send you the email for tomorrow at 2 p.m., so we're ready to rock and roll with you at that point as well. Okay? All right. Well, you're all set up here, Erica. I appreciate the time and the conversation here. I'm going to get working on your account so I can send it over to my tech team, and then I will reach back out to you tomorrow at 2 p.m., okay?
And I just noticed that my name is spelled wrong.
Uh-oh. Okay.
It's a C instead of a K.
Okay. Let me make those changes there.
It's
a C, not a K?
It was wanting to sign my name and...
Okay.
A little different.
I'm sorry. Let me resend that over to you so that way it can be done correctly, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, give me one second here. Apologize for that invoice. Okay. Let me see.
Okay.
Now that looks correct. So you should be able to spell it correctly, Erica Swanson. So if you just, same thing, click the two checkboxes, Erica Swanson, hit confirm. It's going to revert you back to the login page for the username and password.
Okay.
It went through?
Let me see. Okay, it looks like that went through.
Perfect.
So I'm now on the like profile landing page kind of thing.
Yeah, the username and password.
I was able to enter that in.
Perfect.
And sign everything. So.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. You're all set to go then. Like I said, I'm going to work on your account. I'm going to get it over to my tech team. And then when we contact you tomorrow, we'll be ready to rock and roll with, you know, giving it, getting everything fixed for you on online. Okay?
Okay.
All right. If you have any questions, write them down. And then when I call you tomorrow, you could always ask me or you could always ask my tech team as well.
Okay. Sounds good.
Perfect. All right. Well, you have a good evening, and then I will speak with you tomorrow, Erica.
All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.